11th week, 2nd day, Hind's Feet. Years ago, a great revelation came to me as I pondered a strange statement in the Bible. He maketh my feet like hind's feet, and setteth me upon my high places. No animal has just such perfect correlation of its front and rear feet as a female deer or the hind. And this was the blinding revelation. As the feet of the hind are to the mountain sides, so is the mind of man to the heights of living. And as the rear feet of the hind are to its front feet, so is the subconscious mind of man to his conscious mind. And as the creature with the most perfect correlation of front and rear feet is the surest to reach the mountain top in safety, so a person with the most perfect correlation between his conscious and his subconscious mind is sure to reach the heights of living. Our lips speak the thoughts of our conscious minds, but only the heart speaks the thought of our subconscious mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Out of the heart comes the issues of life, and when the lips and the heart are aligned, when they track together with the absolute sureness of the hind's feet tracking together, then nothing is impossible, whether it be the climbing of mountains or the casting of mountains into the sea. Ask yourself how many things you have done in your life with all your strength, all your mind, all your heart, and all your soul. In other words, how often have you tracked with all four feet? The world, the church, the community, the family, and every individual needs the leadership of persons who have learned to track sure-footedly to high places. To climb with hind's feet, one's eye must be single, one's heart must be single, one's faith must be sure. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 22 and 24. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.